Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Shalom, saints. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be sharing with you, not just those who are here in the sanctuary, but also those who are tuning in on iChurch. Hallelujah. And iChurch is streaming in English and in Spanish today. Hallelujah. If you can turn in your word and your swords, and if you don't have a sword, we have some sword carriers that will bring you one. And if you want to look at the screen, you can do that too. But sometimes people just want to hold something. They just want to, you know, go through it. And so we encourage you to do that. Because the Bible tells you to study to show yourself approved, a workman unto Yahweh, and needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so that's what we are doing. If you can rightly divide the word, there's a possibility that you could wrongly divide it. So we want to make sure that we are rightly dividing the word. So that's why, we're known as the church for truth seekers. So I ask, any truth seekers in the house? Right. So if you would go to the book of Matthew or Matityahu, it's a Hebrew name for it. We believe in truth here. There is no other direction for our life. Amen. That we should be seeking beyond the word of truth. It's His word. It's His, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm a parent and they don't make an instruction manual for that. Yeah, they do. We go out and trying to find this for dummies and that for dummies. You know those books? Taxes for dummies. Politics for dummies. Because we're always looking for something other than what the Word says. And so the Word is for believers. And your connection to that is that you believe that this is the word. First of all, I can't tell you nothing unless you believe that this is the word. Do you believe that this is the word of Yahweh? The Bible, his, you know, that sword. Those are his words. And men who wrote them as they were moved and inspired by the Holy Spirit, those are Yahweh's words. And so, as we go through this life, we need to understand how to use the word. There's so much that is rich, and I like to use the word that is relevant. Well, that was over 2,000 years. No, that word is still relevant today. You know, we're looking for all kinds of other stuff, but everything that we need is we find it in the word. I just had to preface that because I'm going to be clarifying some things when it comes to his word. But what we've been talking about is accessing his greatness. Amen. Let me say that again, accessing his greatness. And I didn't mean for it to be a series, but we can't seem to finish week by week because there's a lot of nuggets in what Yahweh was giving me. And this is some stuff that he had been giving me over the course of a couple years, actually, and there were other things. When you study, sometimes you're studying not necessarily for the week coming, because it's not completely developed. He'll throw you a nugget, and then you know that there's more, and you know, then you'll complete something that he wants for the week. But I just kept getting nuggets. And this just kept on kind of carrying on. So when I put it together finally, I thought that maybe I would be able to do it in one setting, but not so. So I'm going to do it as long as the Holy Ghost says, go ahead on and do this. Because I think there's some things that we need to need. A lot of times we assume a lot of things that we need to study. We shouldn't assume, we should know. And so he says that in all you're getting, get an understanding. And so when we talk about the kingdom, there are actually three different statements of the kingdom. When we're talking about the kingdom, in the word, we'll see different ways that it's used and we'll say, oh, well, they're all the same. It doesn't matter. Well, what I found out in my study, it does matter. So there are three ways that he says the kingdom. And it's interesting that it's in threes. I mean, you know, it's just a great number in the kingdom. The kingdom of Yahweh is one statement that he makes. The kingdom of Yahweh. The next statements that you will find in the word is that, or shall I say, the kingdom of God, but we use his Hebrew name. You know, you knew God had a name, right? And so we find that in study. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Tetragrammaton. His name is actually, Eyeh Eshir, Eyeh, which means I am wherever, I am whoever I will be. I will what? I will be whatever I will be. And you serve a God that can be whatever he's saying that he will be. And so that's why when we look at, study his, and show his word and see his word, he is all that. There was a statement in the world, I'm all that and what? Whatever you like. If you like chips, he's a bag of chips. If you like Doritos. But he is all that and more. And I guess that's what the statement is trying to say. I'm all that and what? And more. But he's all that and so much more. And so when he's talking, we can't just pass it on. It's like, it doesn't matter if he says the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God or just the kingdom. It does matter. So we find out that the first statement is the kingdom of God or Yahweh. Second is the kingdom of heaven. And third is the kingdom. And they all mean three distinct things. And we talk about having the full armor, right? He tells us in scripture, put on the what? Part of the armor. Put on some. Put on the shoes. I like shoes. I don't put the shoes on. He says what? Put it all on. So when he's talking about different aspects of the kingdom, he wants us to know what? All of it. And so we find out that through scripture, and this is how we're breaking this down. I don't know any other way. The kingdom of Yahweh is the what? The nature and character. So when he makes that statement in the word, the kingdom of Yahweh, he's talking about the very nature and character of Yahweh. How Yahweh would do things, his attributes. And if I were to ask you what an attribute of him was, that is just extraordinary. Just yell it out right now.
Merciful.
Somebody said, oh. Somebody said mercy. Somebody said love. Somebody said amazing, right? Let's pull the love. His kind of love is called agape, or we used to say agape. But it's funny how we pronounce the things the way we want to pronounce them. It's agape. Which means what? Unconditional love. So if Yahweh has the character of unconditional love, if Yahweh has the character of forgiveness, right? He forgave you. He forgave me. He forgave us, and we was trifling. We did some stuff. We were scandalous. We were wretched. Did you say wretched or ratchet? He said same thing. But we were all that, and yet he what? Forgave us. Why did he do that? Because that is in his what? Nature, his character. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to even process our forgiveness. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but what have something. Everlasting life. That is the nature and character of the God you serve. So understanding that, if he is talking about the kingdom of Yahweh, and the kingdom of Yahweh is his nature and his character, then we should possess the nature and the character of him. You will know them by the fruits. If I encounter a saint that doesn't know how to forgive, I tend to doubt that if they are really a believer, a saint. Because why? I should see, if you say that you're of him, I should see forgiveness in you. There's nothing worse than a saint with an attitude. Does anybody know a saint with attitude? No, so don't do it. Don't do it. But that's an ain't. That ain't saint. That you take. That take that S off. Right? Because it's not genuine. So there's a lot of people calling themselves Christians, but I don't see the character or the nature. If you are really a believer, like you say you are, you should have the kingdom of Yahweh. Next is the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven? It's a geographical location that seats the government of Yahweh and the systems of Yahweh. So when he talks about the kingdom of heaven, he's not using or intertwining the kingdom of God with the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is actually a location. And that location seats or contains the government of Yahweh, the angels and Yahweh himself. And the systems. Did you know that heaven works a certain way? You need to know this, because do you want to go? You want to go, you better know how it operates. Then there's what is called the kingdom. Simply the kingdom. He doesn't say the kingdom of this, the kingdom of heaven or God. He says the kingdom. And the kingdom, we find in scripture, that is the culture of the kingdom that is of dominion and rule. Where is that location in the earth? Somebody say right here. So when he's talking about the kingdom, it's right here. So when you look at it, it makes a whole lot of sense. Because then if you're talking about the kingdom of heaven, whoosh, that's up there. If you talk about the kingdom of Yahweh, whoosh, that's his attributes coming into you. And you possess his character and his nature. And then when you talk about the kingdom, that is your influence on the things that happen down here. So you can have the kingdom working right here on earth. You actually have the power, if you know how to access it, to change things. If you got the Holy Spirit, the nature of Yahweh in you, when you walk into a room, the whole atmosphere can change. Why? Because when you walk into the room, boom, there goes the kingdom. Right? This is going on my job, and they acting crazy. Use your kingdom influence. But see, that nature of Yahweh in you, you got to know how to access that to push that kingdom out, outside of you, into the things that happen here on earth. And a way to access that is faith. You got to believe how to use that, right? And if you want to look at it in terms of superpowers, I guess you could. Because we have the power of Yahweh dwelling in it. Anybody got the Holy Ghost? I mean, why would you have that much power? Check this out. Why would you have that much power? The same power that created the heavens and the earth. And he says, I'm putting that power, what? Inside of you. Why would you just have that power just to be having that power? You would have to have that power to be able to demonstrate the kingdom right here on earth. And who's responsible? Well, that's God's responsibility to demonstrate the kingdom. Then what did he need you for? He's giving you a job to do. So he's put the very nature and culture, the very nature and character of himself in you so that you can demonstrate the kingdom on earth and everybody will see his glory right now. And where do we get that from? We got that from. Where do we get the very nature and character of? Because we got it from the kingdom of heaven. He bestowed that. So let's go in scripture and find out. Let's start with the kingdom of Yahweh. So go to Matthew 6, chapter 33, verse. Thank you for a little time, Father Yahweh, because I've been trying to get to these pieces. I've touched on it a little bit. So go to Matthew, the 6th chapter. So really, with the way you look at this, this is a threefold attack. You got the kingdom of heaven, you got the kingdom of Yahweh, and then you got the kingdom. Right? And so some people think, oh, we only do one. No, you got to do, you got to act. All three of them need to be demonstrated. And so we go here to Matthew 6th chapter. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. I need to make sure you guys are paying attention. Seek ye first the location. So he didn't say, so I can't just stick in. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, right? Right, because if I'm seeking that first, what am I going to do down here? So he says, seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh God. And wait, hold up. What is the kingdom of Yahweh? His nature and character. So what should I be seeking, Pastor Tom? You should be seeking his nature and character. So if he's a God of love, you need to seek that kind of character. If he's a God of forgiveness, you need to seek that kind of character. If he's a God of power and authority, you need to seek that kind of character. And if you seek that character, and it says, and added to that, his righteousness. His righteousness, we find in scripture, is Yeshua. That is his righteousness. So he's saying, seek first my nature and character, and Yeshua, and what he provides, which is salvation, restoration, righteousness, and then the stuff, the things are going to be what? What's stuff and things? The stuff that you want, the stuff that you think you got to have. And we have a tendency to seek those things first. I want the car. I want the house. I want the job. He said, no, seek my character. Seek my nature. Seek the righteousness of my son that died for you, Yeshua, and what that brings. And then when you do that, the stuff that you think you need will be added to you. And matter of fact, I'll give you stuff that you didn't even ask for. And not only that, you got my heavenly warranty. All the things that I give you, I'm going to maintain. All the things that I give you, I'm going to make a way for you to keep them. All the things that I give you, I'm going to work it out. All the things will work in your favor. All things are working together for good. To what? To them that love him. Are called according to what? His purpose. If you love him, you demonstrate his nature and his character. So if you're demonstrating his nature and his character, right? He's going to provide whatever things that you need. And guess what? You'll serve a God. He knows what you need. He knows, actually, he knows what's best for you. You get yourself tripping and start thinking that you know what's best. And then you start messing up. And then, oh God, I made a mistake. Well, you did that. You made the mistake. He said, I tried to tell you. What's what is the story that Apostle would always say? He says, this guy was, it was a big flood. And this guy was about to drown. And so he climbs up on a roof. And there's water all around. And so a boat comes. And they say, come on, get in. He's like, no, I'm waiting on God. So the boat go on. And then helicopter comes. And the helicopter say, hey, we kind of can't get you. It's like, no, I'm waiting on God. And so then the water comes up above the roof and the man drowns. And he gets up to heaven, which I don't know. I kind of doubt that, but this is how the story goes. He gets up to heaven and he says, hey, God, you know, what happened? You know, I was waiting for you to save me. And God says, I sent a boat. I sent a helicopter. And you still didn't recognize that was what? Me. So he's trying to what? Send us stuff. He's trying to talk to us. He's trying to communicate. But we're not what? What's wrong with us? Tell your neighbor, what's wrong with you? Well, say, what's wrong with us? Don't say what's wrong with you. Somebody gonna get mad. So he says, listen, if you seek me first, seek my character. The same character that I demonstrated when I sent my son to die on the cross for you. Come on. Somebody took your shoes 10 years ago and you still mad. They took my shoe. I ain't never talking to them again. And you a believer? You probably couldn't even fit them shoes. But you mad. How can you be a believer and stay mad? That's why the word says, hey, initially you could be angry. Man, those are my shoes. But then he says, sin not. Be angry, but what? So what is the angry part? Okay, you got my shoes. You need to give me my shoes. But if you don't get your shoes, then the sin part for you would be, I ain't never talking to you again. You took my shoes. You took my boyfriend. Well, maybe your boyfriend needed to be took. I mean, if somebody can take your boyfriend, they should be able to have him. Go on then. I want somebody that want what? And you mad. And you, today you got a better boyfriend and you still mad that they took the bad one. I ain't never gonna talk to her. I don't trust her no more. Let it go. It wasn't for you. But if you seek the kingdom and his righteousness, everything that's for you will be for you. We need to get that. But anyway, so that's what he says added unto you. So go to Luke 17th chapter. And last week I threw out Romans 14:17. You can do that on your own time. Again, but they said, is the kingdom meat and drink? And he says, no, the kingdom is not tangibles. The kingdom of Yahweh is not tangibles. It's not stuff, which totally lines up with the scripture that we just left. Don't seek the stuff. Don't seek the tangibles. Don't seek the meat. Don't seek the drink. Don't seek the stuff. Seek his nature. And so the Romans, that was Romans 14. Now go to Luke 17. And they just threw that up there. You can study that on your own time to be approved. But I told you last week, so I don't want to recap everything, but let's go to some new stuff. So Luke 17 chapter, the 20th verse. You got it? Say, I got it.
Got it.
And this is an attack on Yeshua. And so the Pharisees, which I always like to point this out, the Pharisees were the religious people. People that they thought that they were all that. I'm not, listen, what we're doing right here, this ain't religion, y'all. Let's get that straight. Well, what you mean that they talk about religious people? That you religious? I ain't religious. I'm a believer. I believe his word is true. It's not about religion. People have done some of the most stupid, I'll say stupid stuff, in what they call the name of religion. Don't get me started. That's a whole nother teaching on its own. You got some folks talking about they supposed to be Christian values and this and that, but yet you taking away, you leaving 20 million, over 20 million people off of health care. That's Christian? Okay, well. Don't get me started. Another teacher. You're going to legislate. And it don't have nothing to do with the culture. And if you were seeking the culture and character of the kingdom, you wouldn't be booting all them people off of health care. That's what lets me know where you really coming from. Where is your compassion? Where is your love? Where is your mercy? Where is your grace? So that lets me know where the true believers at. I want to know where the true ones are. Where the true believers that care about people, that care about the homeless, that care about people that may be down on their luck and want to do something about it. Those are people that I want to talk to. Those are people that I'm connected with. The other people are religious. Where did I say all that for? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because it's true. It's true. You will know them by their fruit. And I would have you turn to your neighbor and say, where your fruit at? But somebody going to get mad. So I ain't going to do it. So he says, they're talking to Yeshua and they're demanding. And when he was demanded, 20th verse, of the Pharisees, the religious folk, when the kingdom of Yahweh shall come, he answered and said, the kingdom of Yahweh cometh not with observation. Let me school you. It says, 21st verse, neither shall they say, oh, lo, it's here. Oh, lo, it's there. For behold, the kingdom of Yahweh is within you. It's not over there. It's not over here. It's not down there. It's what? Because they're talking about, where is it? Isn't it appropriate that the religious folks are asking, when is it coming? When is it coming? And he's like, dude, it ain't over there. It's not over there. You're looking for it, but you fail to realize that it's supposed to be. See, he capped on them right there. It's supposed to be in you. And you asking me when it's coming, it's supposed to be. You should have some, if you call yourself waiting on me and believing on me, and those are the same folks that crucified him. That didn't believe that he was the Messiah, the Messiah, the Christ. Same folk. Because they didn't know that the kingdom was supposed to be. The kingdom of Yahweh is supposed to be what? In them. The very nature and character. So I ask you, where the kingdom of Yahweh in? Is the kingdom of Yahweh in you? Are you demonstrating the nature and the character of Yahweh? Are you forgiving and loving? Do you harbor an attitude? There are folk, probably in every church in America, you know, I like to believe that we're special, that the kingdom reigns by a great degree here because of the teaching. But yet and still, there's a few folk that got attitude. There's a few folk that don't know how to forgive. There's a few folk that's tripping. Well, I gotta work with
him. Why I gotta work with her? Well, Pastor Tom, somebody's actually saying things like that? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But I love to use this term, locate yourself. Because the stuff that you say, and the stuff that you do, and the way that you act, locates yourself. It lets not only me know that you don't know where the kingdom's supposed to be, the kingdom of Yahweh, but other people wonder, well, wait a minute. I have people come to me, hey, true. Where's church at? Oh, 3CLA, Long Beach. Oh, yeah. Well, I know somebody to go to your church.
Wait a minute.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't think that. I didn't know they went to your church. That's deep. And I had to follow it up with, well, everybody talking about heaven and going up. Everybody, hey, church is a hospital. Everybody that, you know, they come in for help, but you got to receive the help. I'm trying. I'm doing my best to tell you, but you got to what? So he said, the kingdom is what? Within. So understand that the nature and the character of Yahweh, which you should be seeking, should be dwelling inside of you. And you should be accessing the nature and the character of Yahweh every day. On your job, they should be like, oh, there's something different about you. Hey, check this out. Even your family. Your family should be saying, oh, well, this is changing you. You know, you're different from the 70s. Because if you were a hell raiser in the 70s, you should not be still hell raising. But there are some people that was raising hell in the 70s, raising hell in the 80s, and now they're here at church raising hell here in the 2000s and 60s, 70s. Which tells me that the nature has not completely what? The kingdom. Now let's talk about the place. Matthew. Let's go to the 16th chapter. Let's talk about the kingdom of heaven. Ooh, yes. I want to go there. I want to go to that geographical location that seats the government and systems of Yahweh. I want to go there. But I need to know how that operates. Matthew 16, chapter. The 13th verse. Matthew, or Matityahu, if you are a Hebrew scholar. Those who study and show themselves approved. So 16th verse, chapter 13. Listen, what I'm sharing with you, it's about you. This right here is about you, and you should be using this tomorrow. Actually, you should be using it today. Knowing how to do this. How this works. And so Matthew, the 16th chapter, 13th verse says, when Yeshua came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, he just gave you a clue. Did he say, who do they say that I, the Son of Man, am? Isn't it like a loaded question? He asks them a question, but then he gives them the answer. So that means that I want you to give me the right answer. I want you to know who I am. Now remember this. Didn't we just read the scripture that told us, seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and what? His righteousness, who Yeshua is his righteousness.
Come on.
And what? All the things we have to do. So now we have Yeshua, who is his righteousness, giving us some information. I think we better listen. So he says, who do men say that I am, the Son of Man am? And do I have the 14th verse here? And he said, some say that you are Yohanan the Baptist. Hold up. What do we know about Yohanan the Baptist? Well, Yohanan the Baptist was the one that said, I am the one that is what? Crying in the wilderness. I'm just a voice. I'm just one that wants to let you know what is to come and what you can have. So some people are saying that you're John the Baptist. Some say Elias, Elijah. Well, who do we know? What do we know about Elijah? He was the one that had the fire, what? What? Fire call. He's the one that called the fire to come, what? Come down from heaven. So some say you're that. So not only, you're one that cries in the wilderness that is bringing on the salvation. Some think that you're Elias, the one that can call the fire down from heaven. And then there's some other ones that think that you're what? Jeremiah, right? Jeremiahu. Well, what do we know about him? He was always weeping and crying because he knew that the people needed Yahweh. And he'd see the bad stuff that people were doing, and he would just cry for them. He had that compassionate side of him. So some say, see, you guys, you got to know what they were saying here. Some people saying that you're the baptizer, the one that cries in the wilderness. Some think that, you know, you're the prophet that can call down fire from heaven. Some people think that you're the weeping prophet. Some of you think that you may be one of some of the other prophets that get the dry bones going. That remember that one? These dry bones? And he brought life to what? Dry bones? 15th verse. Wait. This is the thing that gets me. He didn't say, no, I ain't none of that. He didn't say, no, that's not me. He says, but who do you say I am? You know, other people got other stuff to say, but I care about what you. How do you know who I am? You running with me. You with me. And other people can say what they want, but you should know me. And so he says in the 16th verse, he says, oh. Simon Kepha, Peter, answered and said, oh, thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God. But get this. If you think that, go back to 15th verse, 14th. Yeah, if you think that, if people think that I'm the one that's crying in the wilderness, they'll only get the crying in the wilderness part of me, because that's still part of me. These men were working with the Father. So yeah, if they think that I'm the baptizer, the one in the wilderness, they'll only get that. If they think that I'm Elias, they'll only get the fire coming down from heaven. If they think that I'm Jeremiah, they only get the weeping side of me. If they think that I'm some of the other prophets, they'll get those attributes. But if they know that I am the Messiah, they'll get everything. They'll get all that. They'll get all that and more. If you know who I am, you get everything. How many need everything? Because sometimes, hey, I need the intercessor part. I need the fire coming down from heaven part. I need the compassionate part. But when I know who he is, I get everything. That's the access that we're talking about. Right? Yeah, those are some attributes of some people that were sent, but they were working. They were on the same team. They were still working for my kingdom. And so, if you know who Yeshua is, then you will be able to access what he has. And go to the next verse, because this is what gets me. And Yeshua said, you know that. So guess what? Blessed are you. Because you know who I am, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood did not reveal to you who I was, but the Father that is in heaven revealed to you who I am. My question is, has it been revealed to you who Yeshua is in your life? Has it been flesh and blood? And the 18th verse says, and I say unto you, on this rock, Peter, I'm going to build my church. It wasn't just him. It was people who know who I am. This is how it's going to work. If you know who I am, I'm going to build my church on you kind of people. You believe in kind of people that know who I am. And guess what? If you know who I am, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. Does anybody know who he is? If you know who he is, the gates can't prevail. Come on. And then, hey, he ain't done yet. Go to 19. Because I got to leave you with this, because you need to start this week victoriously. And he said, because you know this, because you know who I am, because you are going to, I'm going to build my church on you type of people that know who I am and believe it. Because you are that person, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Do you get that? So why did he need me to give me the keys? Because there's some stuff that you can access the systems and the government of Yahweh if you know who Yeshua is. Come on, and stuff is not working for you because you ain't got it straight yet. So he can't give you no keys. See, I got a pretty decent truck out there. But if your life ain't right, or if you kind of messed up your driving record, I ain't going to give you the keys to that. Why would I give you the keys to my truck and you not ready for that? You tearing up your Volkswagen. You tearing up your 2000 or your 1977. You don't even know how to treat that. And you want me to give you the keys? Stuff ain't working out. He can't give you the keys because you ain't ready to access it yet. But oh, if you seek my kingdom and you seek my nature and you seek my character and you know who my son Yeshua is, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you some keys to access some stuff. All I want to know is, do y'all need some keys? Do you need some keys? We're going to find out how them keys work next week. But let's thank him for the access that's available. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You didn't have to give us the keys, but if we seek you, you give us the keys. You give us access. Hallelujah. We apologize if this. We've acted some kind of way and not recognized who you are, nor your son that you sent for us. And we're not acting in your character. You can't hand over the keys. But help us. Help us understand. Help us appreciate. Help us know and hold dear who you actually are. Because flesh and blood did not get us to know that. It's a relationship with you, a supernatural connection with you that we know who you are. And then and only then can you Provide us the access to your systems, hallelujah, to your government. And further in the scripture, it says if we get those keys, what we bind in heaven, earth shall be bound in heaven. So we thank you, Father. Help us, your children. We need your help. We need your guidance. We need your direction. But that requires us to want to know about you. That requires us to seek you. So now, we're seeking you. We thought we were seeking you before, but we're prepared to seek you in ways that we have never sought you before. Hallelujah, because we want all of you. We want all of you, Yahweh. We want all of you. We want all of you. We want all of you. And we want you to have all of us. We want you to have all of us. We want you to have all of us. So right now, Father, continue to reveal your glory. Continue to show us who you are and what you can do and what you can accomplish through us, Father. Use us in a mighty way. So we give it to you in Yeshua's mighty, mighty name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.